This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good morning. The economy is doing very well, and that leaves many trucking companies with a shortage of drivers. I discuss this hot-button issue with Don Schaefer, Executive Vice President of the Midwest Trucking Association.
You know, another thing, and we're talking about the craziness of things going on. You know, the real problem is how are we going to move that crop? And there's a shortage of trucks out there. You know, we've got big demands on truck operators who are doing road work this year, who are doing other things. And that's because, you know, the economy is doing well. We have state money, you know, to do road projects. And so everyone's looking for a truck. Meanwhile, everyone's calling up trying to find trucks also to move the grain. So, demand for trucks is just phenomenal right now. And I think it means that somewhere along the line there's going to be shortages, and we're going to have to work around it.
And last time we talked, you hit on the fact that there are lots of places looking for truck drivers, but some of the issues are that you can't cross state lines before the age of 21.
Yeah, and, you know, that has really been, in the last month or so, that's really been played up big time, especially in Washington. You know, there's a lot of farmers who, you know, they put sons and daughters in the trucks, you know, and they'll move the grain to the local elevator. They may want to move the grain, you know, down to East St. Louis or St. Louis. But then you also got people hauling livestock, you know, that, you know, there's a lot of stuff moving over to Iowa, Nebraska, and that kind of stuff. The problem is that, you know, you can have a commercial driver's license, but you got to be 21 to have it, to cross state lines, to be an interstate driver. You can drive within the state of Illinois and use a restricted CDL just for that if you're under 21. But doesn't do you any good to cross state lines. And there is such a demand, as I said a few minutes ago, to get drivers, that finally there is some discussion in Washington about, let's find a way that maybe we can allow, in certain situations, allow people between the ages of 18 and 21 to drive, on a CDL on an interstate basis. It's a great idea. A lot of companies think that what it would do, it would allow them to hire, you know, like someone who doesn't want to go to high school, I mean college, I should say, out of high school, and maybe put them into their own training type of situation, teach them how to drive. And then gradually, you know, get them into a truck and to follow their plan. That's been the discussion with a lot of the big trucking companies. You know, the smaller ones, you know, we've got situations where it's kind of different because, you know, a lot of these smaller companies and the family-owned companies, a lot of them, they know who they're going to hire. It may be a local person, and they may have a lot of confidence in that 18 to 21-year-old to feel like, hey, he can drive a truck, he can handle it. I have the confidence in him, and I feel he can do the job with the proper training, and that I would have no problem putting him behind the wheel and maybe allowing him to drive interstate. But that's, of course, that's an individual situation, and again, there's other issues out there. You know, a lot of insurance companies are afraid to allow that to happen. They feel the maturity level of, you know, a truck driver. Sometimes they say, I'm not going to allow you to hire anyone unless they're 25. Mm. They feel there may be a maturity level involved in there.
That was Don Schaefer of the Midwest Trucking Association. The Tri-County Antique Club will be hosting their Olden Days celebration on August 25th and 26th. The Olden Days will be held in Dow, Illinois at address 23946 State Highway 3, Dow, Illinois. The show begins at 7 a.m. on Saturday, with activities running throughout the day till 6 p.m. On Saturday, visitors can expect to see the threshing and sawmill that will open at 10 a.m., the tractor pool at 12 p.m., the pedal tractor pool at 1 p.m., and the Parade of Power at 2 p.m. Live entertainment for the day is Matt Toll and Friends from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and Back in the Saddle from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Sunday, the show once again opens at 7 a.m. and runs through 4 p.m. The day starts with Country Church at 9 a.m., Threshing and Sawmill open at 10 a.m., Car Show at 11 a.m., Pedal Tractor Pool at 12 p.m., Garden Tractor Pool at 1 p.m., Plowing Demonstration at 1 p.m., and the Parade of Power at 2 p.m. The live entertainment for Sunday is Fireproof from 9:30 a.m. to 12 p.m. and the Gibson Girls from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. Admission is $5 per day per person, and kids under 12 are free. There are also vendors every day and many activities for the kids. Be sure to come on out and experience agriculture as it once was. Linko Precision will be hosting their annual pre-harvest cookout on August 28th at 6 p.m. The cookout will be held at Skip's Farm Shop, located at 15215 Nokomis Road in Nokomis. There will be burgers, brats, beans, soda, and chips. At 6:15 p.m., there will be a systems approach to cover crops discussion. At 6:45 p.m., there will be a talk on tips for the fall and fall specials. You can RSVP by August 24th for the meal count by calling 309-527-6455. The Farm Progress Show is being held in Boone, Iowa this year on August 28th through the 30th. This is the largest outdoor farm show, and there are countless exhibitors that all have to do with agriculture. That's all the time we have on your morning farm show. Reporting for WSMI, this has been Jamie Geisler.